Good afternoon. In case none of you heard, there's been a change involving Ted Thompson. I thought I'd make a few comments just to start off, and then obviously open up for any questions you have. First, I want to thank Ted, and I know those of you that know me and Ted, you know that I have great respect for Ted. We had a great working relationship. And I just want to thank him on behalf of the Packer organization, our fans, for what he did for us as our general manager for 13 years. I think his record speaks for itself. I realize, probably as you do, he's a little bit of a lightning rod among our fans. I've read some of the comments that I know you have. But I think when you step back and you look at it, what he has accomplished as our general manager speaks for itself. And Pretty remarkable, really. I won't get into too much, but you can see my quotes. But I would say I have tremendous respect for Ted. It was an honor to work beside him and with him. And to me, what really stands out about Ted is it was never about him. He's a very humble man. He's tremendously loyal to the Packers and it was always what's best for the Packers and what can we all do together to help the Packers win championships. In terms of the process, how we got to this point, I guess I'd say, first, as I mentioned before, Ted and I, good relationship. We talk throughout the year, the years, and usually at the end of the year we'd sit down, talk about how he's feeling about the organization, about himself. It was probably about a year ago. Talked a little bit about the future and, what do you see yourself doing? And Ted mentioned, I think at my heart I'm a scout. I love doing that. And so that was something that we talked a little bit about. Kind of fast forward to the end of the season this year. And like we have in other years, we sat down and talked. And he and I talked about different options and kept coming back to, he's a scout at heart. He loves it. It's what he loves to do. And so that really kind of moved us towards transitioning to a different role, the senior advisor position. And, as a GM, and I'm sensitive to this, and, people that work in our business, it's a grind. It's every day of the week, seven days a week, 24 hours a day. And I think from Ted's perspective, this was a chance to still do what he loves and still help us win championships. And as I looked at it, I thought this is something that's good for the organization as well as Ted. And so I think that kind of just a little bit about the process on that end. In terms of the senior advisor role, really primarily to support our football operations and particularly the general manager. And so the details of it, I think, will be worked out once we have a new GM in place. But I think somebody with Ted's background and experience could be invaluable to our football operations. Obviously, I think it's going to depend on who the new GM is, but I see that as a very positive thing, having Ted involved. Some of you may be wondering why Ted's not here. No disrespect to any of you, but Ted enjoys dealing with you about as much as a root canal. And that was meant to be a joke. seriously, those of you who know Ted, I think he doesn't enjoy dealing with the media. If he had his way, we would never have any interaction with the media. He wouldn't. So I think that was really a decision there. And, in terms of the process going forward, we've started a search and immediately moving forward on that. And the other thing I would say on that is we will be utilizing not necessarily a search firm, but a consultant, a man named Jed Hughes, and I, Pete. Just because we hire a search firm does not mean the search firm doesn't make the decision. I will make the decision on who the next general manager is. And the way the search process has worked, they really, and Jed will be a consultant. He'll be complimentary. My experience has been that, and I've been involved in a number of searches where I haven't used a search firm, have in other ones, but they can be very helpful in providing candidates and background. And so I think Jed will be helpful. He knows the Packers very well. He's also done a number of searches within the NFL, particularly on the GM side, and really knows the top candidates out there. And in terms of the timing, it's an old saying in law, we'll move forward with deliberate speed. We want to move quickly, but we also want to make sure to get the right person. And ultimately, the goal is to win championships. And I'm very confident. I think with our organization, success we've had in the past, I think very realistically we can win Super Bowls in the near future. And it's now on us to get the right people in place and move forward. And with that, I guess I would then just move, open it up for any questions that you may have, really about anything. I know you're all shy. And
will the next GM have the power to hire and fire the coach?
Absolutely, yeah. I don't anticipate changing that.
Mark, who signed Devontae and Corey to those contract extensions?
Well, Ted was the general manager, and obviously, Russ Ball was actively involved in that. And, I was involved in those decisions as well.
Mark, you mentioned you're confident with the structure that you have that, you would change in your future. If you go outside, are you and bring someone in from the outside, are you concerned that that structure changes dramatically?
Chris, I think, we're going to go into the search process. I didn't mention this before, but we have several very strong internal candidates, obviously we'll go through a process and look at that. And this is an attractive job, I think. And we're going to have a lot of strong candidates across the league, and I'm confident that we'll be able to put the right person in place to help us win championships.
Mark, at the executive committee or even the board level, were there any reservations expressed about Ted's job performance or health?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Mark. I've seen some of the reports. Well, first of all, there's absolutely no truth to the story that I was directed by the board to make a change. Our board doesn't operate that way. You know it, Mark, our board's 45 people. It's really, with a board that large, you can't have most of our meetings are just reporting out what's happening. There'll be some question and answers. But it's going to be my hire. It was my decision to move the way we have and working with Ted. And I keep our executive committee appraised. Our executive committee, I'm a member of that. There are seven of us on that, and I've kept them appraised during this entire process. But at the end of the day, I was hired to make these decisions, and we'll do so.
So, Mark, you said you were hired to make these decisions. So was it your decision for Ted to no longer be the general manager, or did you two reach an agreement, or did you ask him to no longer have that role?
I would say, and I don't want to get into semantics, but it was a decision that we made jointly, looking at a number of different options, and it's something that, as I said before, in my mind, I think it's going to be good for the organization and Ted.
Hey, Mark, there's obviously a lot of moving parts in your football operation right now. Does Mike, should he or will he go ahead with the defensive coordinator search, or does he need to wait for a general manager to
No, leave? Mike. Mike has that authority, and this, Rob. this is a time of year when things move pretty quickly, and I think on the coaching side, you don't want to put yourself at a disadvantage. And that said, you know, we'll move as quickly as we can on the GM search, but also realizing that there's an old saying I've often followed, fire quickly, hire slowly. So, you know, take your time making sure you get the right person in place. I won't talk about the other side of it. Yeah, Spoon.
Will the new GM be told that Mike will be the coach next year?
Yeah, Mike, you know, Mike is our man. He is our coach. We have, obviously, you know, kind of like Ted. I mean, the two of them together have had a great run, and, you know, and we have all the confidence in the world in Mike that we're going to have great success moving forward. And so, yeah, he will be our coach.
Can you confirm that he was given one more year?
Yes. Yeah, what, and, you know, Ted made the decision, and I was involved in it as well this year. During the season, we gave Mike a one-year extension.
Does Ted remain general manager until a new GM is hired, or has he already transitioned to a new role?
No, he will remain the general manager until the new GM is hired.
Mark, would you like the GM to have a working knowledge of the Packers? Obviously, you've got some good candidates in-house and then some other candidates that have ties here as well.
Yeah, you know, Lance, that's a good question. I think... yeah, there's certainly benefits in that. We're a unique organization across the league, but I wouldn't say it's mandatory. I think my goal is to find, you know, the right person and the general manager that will be able to get us back where we all think we should be, and that's winning Super Bowls.
What kind of general manager role should be decisions on free agency, final say on draft picks, roster, head coach?
All of the above, yeah. Yeah, no, it's, yeah, and, yeah, all, you know, and I'm not going to say, well, we have to have somebody that believes in this or that. You know, you want the person, you know, that is going to be able to come in and put a plan together to get us back to, you know, competing and winning Super Bowls.
Qualities are you looking for in the right person for the next GM?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different ways to win in this league. And, you know, I looking at, you know, and there's all different things, but I think ultimately what I'm going to look at is, does this person have what I think it takes to, you know, be a general manager that can help us win championships? And there's a lot of different, you know, and I can't get into all the different skills or experience or background, but, you know, I'm confident that we'll have a very strong pool and that we will be able to hire a very, very strong person that will come in and do well for us.
You mentioned you have strong in-house candidates.
Yeah.
Again, if you go outside, what is your concern that these guys who have helped build this, you know, run of success – might feel slighted, and what's the danger in your mind of maybe losing these guys if they don't get the job?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I'm going to get the best person for the job, and, you know, I can't really think about, well, what's going to happen if you hire this person. You know, you get the right person in place, and this thing's going to hum and move forward.
Mark, you mentioned fire quickly, hire slowly. I know a lot of thought went into it, though. Why is now the time?
Well, again, it goes back to the discussions that Ted and I have had. I just think where we are now, it's in the best interest of the Packers and Ted to make this transition. And I know there's a lot going on here at the end of the season. I mean, not just here, but across the league. But, I think we're well positioned to – you know, obviously we're disappointed with the season this year, but, you know, I think we have the pieces in place to quickly turn things around.
How much input will Ted have on choosing his successor?
I'll talk to Ted. I don't think he'll be involved in the interview process, but obviously I greatly value his opinion, particularly on internal candidates.
Mark, you know, Ted, Ron Wolf came here 26 years ago or whatever and put the structure in place on the football side
yeah.
that he did. You've got internal candidates that are part of that tree. There are current NFL GMs elsewhere that are part of that tree. Is it important to make sure that whoever your next GM is part of that
tree? Is that, I'm not saying it has to be certainly that a person like that, but is that something you want to consider strongly?
Yeah, I don't want to limit myself, Jason. It certainly has worked, and people from the tree have gone on and had success other places. So obviously you give some weight to that. But, yeah, there's a lot of good people across the league and have done things different ways. But, I'm not going to limit myself, but it's certainly something I'm cognizant of.
By the same token, does it have to be someone who has a scouting personnel background, or can they have other backgrounds in football?
No, not necessarily. Again, you know, I think there's, different examples across the league of GMs that have had success with certain backgrounds, and so I'm willing to look at a number of different types of candidates.
Mark, could you kind of tell us when this started formulating in your mind, when you started thinking about this? It obviously wasn't just Sunday after the game.
No. Ted and I talk all the time. I think kind of some of those discussions we've had in the past, talking about, what's important to him, what he enjoys, what he values, I think, and then, the discussions more recently about some different options that we could look at, I think really kind of crystallized things for me.
Some general managers, some guys that used to work here, do weekly radio shows, talk to the media on a regular basis, reach out to fans that way. Isn't that an important role of the marketing of the team to share the story a little bit?
Well, we were joking earlier. I don't think the new GM could do less than Ted did. So, it's a fine line. And I don't mean any disrespect to that at all. I mean, I fully appreciate, but he just did not enjoy talking with any of you, and nothing to do with you. But you look across the league, GMs, have different approaches. Some are much more involved in the media and talk, but obviously, it's going to be something I'll talk about with a new GM. I think there's benefit. There's some positives that come from it, but obviously there's some downsides too. And obviously Ted saw some of the downsides and decided not to be overly involved. No.
Mark, would you anticipate this being a conventional structure, general manager and other people, or any sort of job sharing type situation?
Yeah, I've seen it out there about, they're going to restructure. And, we're going into the search and we're going to, we're hire the best candidate. And my anticipation is that it'll be very similar to what we've had. I think it's worked for us. I think having a GM that oversees all the football operations has worked. So I don't anticipate major structural changes.
Mark, if you pick someone from outside or not one of your scouts, are you worried about losing some guys to other teams?
I think it goes back to just getting the best man, best person for the job. This is an attractive job. And not only being Pollyannish. There's every job in the league, and just being in the NFL is good. But I think we have some unique things here as an organization that are attractive not only to general managers but to aspiring general managers and assistant GMs that, we've got some good people here and you don't want to lose them, but I also think the most important thing is getting the right person for the position.
Mark, I know you don't want to
interview
you guys work for the same paper,
yeah, Mark.
That's right. Yeah, excuse me, I was listening to Ryan.
When do you think you'll begin the interview process?
Oh, very quickly, yeah.
Mark, do you have a timeline, and what are the qualities you are actually looking for in a GM?
Yeah, as soon as possible, making sure that, I know that there's a lot of important things going on, and we need to get a general manager in place as soon as possible. But we also need to make sure that we take our time and get the right person. In terms of qualities, there's so many different attributes that a person can have. But, You know, I guess, and maybe I'm influenced by Ted, but obviously the work ethic, the humility, I think being able to, and obviously knowledge of the game. I mean, there are certain things that are just givens. I think being able to, because of our unique structure, I think a little bit of it is having an appreciation, and this goes to what we talked about, the kind of the unique culture that we have here in Green Bay. At least having somebody that has some knowledge and awareness of that would be a help as well.
Mark, I know you don't want to get into every attribute, but whoever the new GM is, would you like free agency to be something this organization is more a part of going forward?
That's going to be the general manager's decision. And there's a lot of different ways to build a team. As I said before, I know Ted's a lightning rod, and I've heard from a lot of people about our free agent strategy and things of that nature, but I'm not going to tie the hands of the next general manager, and I'll be supportive of him, and encourage him to do everything he can to bring a championship here. Also being aware that you've got a salary cap, you have to work within limited resources. So I think another attribute would I think. Creativity being resourceful are things that are very helpful in a general manager.
Will Ted's new role keep him in Green Bay, or will he be remote like other scouts for the organization?
That's something that will be determined, but I would anticipate that he would be here.
Mark, would you be willing to allow your personnel people?
Aaron said no. One more question. We have no reason. Yeah, Spoon, we're going to let you have the last question, so make it a good one.
Given the uncertainty of whether they're going to be general managers, your in-house guys, will you allow them to seek other positions, maybe even laterally, during this whole process?
Yeah, that's something we'll look at as we go through. And again, I hope that this moves quickly enough where that doesn't become an issue. But also, obviously, if it's a great opportunity for somebody, you don't want to hold them back. But also, if let them know that we're moving quickly and so a candidate here, and make sure they know that the timing is such that hopefully they'll look and see that this could be a good opportunity as well.
If you listen to that and if you think there's some validity to that type of criticism and if that drives any of your decision making.
I'm not influenced by fans. I try not to. No. Well, and I try not to read comments. our main goal as an organization is to win Super Bowls, and so we're all driven by that. The one thing I think I've mentioned this maybe to you in the past, Chris. I've heard people say, well, Mark, you've accepted mediocrity. You're just happy to be in the playoffs. Well, playoffs look pretty good right now where we're sitting. So we got to catch up with the Vikings, and we got a lot of work to do. But I'm very confident. I mean, this is a very unique organization, very special, and I think we're positioned to hire a great GM and get back to where our fans want us to be, and that's in contention for a Super Bowl on a regular basis.